Republican governors give lukewarm support for Trump's deportation promises. By Warner Todd Houston on December 12, 2024. 26 Republican governors offered only partial support Wednesday for President-elect Donald Trump's deportation plans despite his national mandate on the issue. In a letter signed by 26 of the 27 GOP governors and published on December 11, the Republican Governors Association, RGA, claimed to be standing united in their support of President Trump's commitment to make America safe again. Despite their general support for deportation, the governors hastened to note that they only support deporting criminals and dangerous illegals, not the lower-wage migrants who quietly fill low-paying jobs in their states. Republican governors remain fully committed to supporting the Trump administration's efforts to deport dangerous criminals, gang members, and terrorists who are in this country illegally, they wrote. We understand the direct threat these criminal illegal immigrants pose to public safety and our national security, and we will do everything in our power to assist in removing them from our communities. The group put heavy blame on the disastrous Biden administration. When the Biden administration refused to secure our borders and uphold the rule of law, it was Republican governors who took action. We mobilized state resources, including law enforcement and National Guard units, to protect Americans from disastrous open border policies and prevent illegal immigration from overwhelming our country. We are proud to welcome President Trump back to the White House, a leader who has consistently put America first. His leadership is exactly what our nation needs to restore law and order at the border, and we are eager to work alongside his administration to tackle the critical challenges facing our nation. Their guarded support for deportation aside, it is notable that the letter did lend support for the idea of using National Guard forces in the deportation effort. They wrote, "Together, we will continue to defend the American people, uphold the rule of law, and ensure our nation remains safe and secure for future generations. We stand ready to utilize every tool at our disposal, whether through state law enforcement or the National Guard, to support President Trump in this vital mission. The time for action is now. Together, we will make America safe again," the letter concluded. Still, the Republican governors seem to be out of step with most Americans on deportation. Polls show that a solid majority of Americans support Donald Trump's deportation plans, and to date few polls have made any distinction between deporting only criminals and deporting any illegal alien, even those who have not been arrested for a crime. Indeed, just this week a Siena poll taken of registered voters in New York, most of whom were Democrats, found that clear majorities support Donald Trump's promise to deport migrants living illegally in New York, with 54% saying the state should assist the federal government in efforts to deport illegals and only 35% opposing the idea. In other polling, an Ipsos poll from September found that 66% support deportation. The above two polls mirror findings in many other polls, including those conducted by Marist, YouGov, and Harvard-Harris. For his part, Trump has pledged to go as far as he can to deport illegals of all sorts, telling Time magazine, "I'll only do what the law allows. But I will go up to the maximum level of what the law allows to reverse Joe Biden's migrant invasion." The RGA letter was signed by RGA Policy Chair Governor Henry McMaster, SC, Governor Kay Ivey, AL, Governor Mike Dunleavy, AK, Governor Sarah Sanders, R, Governor Ron DeSantis, FL, Governor Brian Kemp, GA, Governor Brad Little, ID, Governor Eric Holcomb, N, Governor Kim Reynolds, IA, Governor Jeff Landry, LA, Governor Tate Reeves, MS, Governor Mike Parson, MO, Governor Greg John Forte, Mount, Governor Jim Pillen, NE, Governor Joe Lombardo, NB, Governor Chris Sununu, NH, Governor Doug Burgum, ND, Governor Kevin Stitt, OK, Governor Mike DeWine, O, Governor Kristi Noem, SD, Governor Bill Lee, TN, Governor Greg Abbott, TX, Governor Spencer Cox, UT, Governor Glenn Youngkin, VA, Governor Jim Justice, WV, and Governor Mark Gordon, Y. The only Republican governor not to sign on to the statement is Phil Scott, Governor of Vermont since 2017. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.